Our first article is entitled Our Medieval Hymns. This time we're looking at O Sacred Head Now Wounded. This is written to us for us by Paul Roram, an ELCA pastor and editor of Lutheran Quarterly, and author of the forthcoming Singing Church History. He's a retired Princeton Theological Seminary professor. Lutherans and other hymn lovers may be surprised to learn how many of their favorite hymns come from medieval texts. Can anything good come out of the Dark Ages? Well, Martin Luther thought so. He adopted and adapted multiple hymn texts from the Middle Ages, both Latin and German. And we're going to look at the hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Multiple hymns overflowing with love for Christ and Him crucified have been attributed to the 12th century French abbot Bernard of Clairvaux, most famously, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Even in the momentous century of the Crusades and Gothic cathedrals, Bernard could be called the big dog of his time, though the Swiss name for those large canines comes from a different Bernard. The abbot of Clairvaux mentored the popes who had been his novices, advised such royals such as Louis VII and Eleanor of Aquitaine, defended traditional biblical theology against new speculations, and encouraged Hildegard of Bingen to write down her thoughts and spiritual experiences. The Benedictine abbess near the Rhine, a visionary genius in several fields, wrote multiple books and dozens of songs, though the latter were intended for skilled soloists and not congregational singing. Bernard's main theme was love, whether in sermons on the Song of Songs or in essays such as On Loving God. His fervent focus on Christ, the cross, grace, and forgiveness received appreciative testimonials from Martin Luther and in the Lutheran confessions. Bernard's faith and fame led followers to attach his name to later writings that sounded his themes. A long 12th century poem from his monastic context was later attributed to him and still later translated into several familiar hymns, such as Sweet Memory of Jesus, which has been preserved as O Jesus, Joy of Loving Hearts, and Jesus, the Very Thought of You. And whether Bernard wrote this poem or not, it overlaps with his known works from On Loving God. O Lord, you are so good to the soul who seeks you. What must you be to the one who finds you? From Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee, in Edward Caswell's Fuller translation, how good thou art to those who seek, but what to those who find. Another poem has enjoyed an even longer afterlife in hymnody, including creative arrangements by Johann Sebastian Bach. The poet evokes the visual field of a crucifix, contemplating several parts of the Savior's crucified body, such as the hands and especially the face. The oldest manuscript credits a later abbot, Arnulf of Louvain, but the sentiments convey Bernard's message. The section on the hands was loosely paraphrased by Charles Porterfield Krauth, the first professor of systematic theology at the Lutheran Theological Seminary at Philadelphia. Wide open are your hands to pay with more than gold the awful debt of guilt and sin forever and of old. O Sacred Head connects a German Lutheran to an American Presbyterian, Paul Gerhardt, a pastor-poet beloved for his own hymn texts, translated the entire medieval poem, including the 10 verses on the head full of blood and wounds, Bach used this text in cantatas, oratorios, and especially the St. Matthew Passion. It also inspired James Weddell Alexander, a New York pastor and professor at Princeton University, to translate the German text into English, again in all 10 verses. O Sacred Head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. Modern hymnals have steadily reduced the number of verses printed. The few that remain still convey much of the original power, but the translations have toned down the bloody details. The beatings, the blood, the spit have all been cleaned up, yet the meaning of Christ's passion remains. The medieval poem's personal application, "Killed this way because of me, a sinner of indignity," became Gerhardt's penance. "I myself bear the blame for all that you have borne," as followed by Alexander and thus our own confession, as we sing in verse 2, "Thy grief and bitter passion were all for sinner's gain. Mine, mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain." Hans Hassler's tune, taken fittingly from a love song, was paired with several hymn texts before Gerhardt's, but Bach's genius secured this match for all time. Gerhardt and Alexander both took poetic license with the medieval text, as poets should, but the version we sing today gives the last word to Abbot Bernard himself on the very theme that Luther appreciated. "These eyes, new faith receiving, from thee shall never move, for all who die believing, die safely in thy love."